The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com.
Okay, now some of the greatest audio you will hear probably this year, maybe in several years. The audio is courtesy of Adam Rippon. Now, Adam Rippon is one of the U.S. Olympians who is a figure skater.
Yeah.
We told you about him and his battles at the Olympics with Mike Pence. We told you about him on Monday. Just to refresh your memory, Adam Rippon has been in a feud with Mike Pence because Adam Rippon is openly gay. Mike Pence does not support gay marriage and the such, right?
Okay, if you say so.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's anti-gay. I think he just has a different opinion, and his face says, hey, that's not right, and that's fine. And he hasn't supported gay marriage.
Yes.
But I don't think Mike Pence is,
no, he is
hating
not
on the homotype sexuals.
No, he is not.
Okay. Adam Rippon has had a problem. He called him out last month. This is before the Olympics. And said, to stand by some of the things that Donald Trump has said, and for Mike Pence to say he's a devout Christian man is completely contradictory. If he's okay with what's being said about people in America and foreigners and about different countries that are being called assholes, I think he should go to church. Okay. Then, Adam Rippon at the opening ceremony with Gus Kenworthy, another openly gay Olympian. What's that?
I love Gus.
Oh, Gus is awesome, the two of them. So they, at the opening ceremonies, began tweeting pictures and putting them on Instagram. I'm sure they likely have the, all the social media accounts. They put them all out there. Yes. And one of them said, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. Okay.
Yep.
Gus also tweeted the 2018 Winter Olympic Games with a G-A-Y-M-E-S. Games are officially underway. I'm so proud to be representing the LGBTQ LMNOP community along with this amazing guy with a picture of Adam. And it said, eat your heart out, Pence. Because Mike Pence is like, damn, I wish I could be all up on him right now.
Right.
Too. Right. Then Adam Rippon tweeted, representing the USA is one of the greatest honors of my life, and being able to do it as my authentic self makes it so much sweeter. So that's the backstory, where they are all about being gay Olympians, not just Olympians.
Right.
Which was my point Monday. I don't care if you are or not. Right.
Yes. And that was the whole point that they didn't want to meet Mike Pence because he was there to meet all the Olympians.
Right.
Didn't want to meet him, didn't want to shake his hand.
Because we're gay. Because we're gay. That's right.
Right, and because of all the actions that Mike Pence has taken in the past against the LGBTQIA, LMNOP.
Now, Pence did tweet at Rippon. In fact, last month, he said, hey, let's get together and we can smooth this over. I think you've misunderstood, whatever. And Rippon rebuffed his suggestion.
Of course
that they
he
meet.
Did.
Okay, so here's the tweet. This is Pence. I want you to know we are for you. This is Mike Pence tweeting at Adam Rippon. Don't let fake news distract you. I am proud of you and all of our great athletes. That's all in caps. All of our great athletes. And my only hope is for you and all of Team USA is to bring home the gold. Go get them. Now hang on. Read what a great tweet that is.
That is fantastic.
Look at that, right? Read that again.
I want you to know we are for you. In caps. For you. Don't let fake news distract you. I'm proud of you and, in caps again, all of our great athletes. Back to small case. And my only hope for you and all of hashtag Team USA is to bring home the gold.
Now, come on. That is,
go get them.
That is above the politics,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Of course it's above the fray.
All right. That's not enough. No, we can't meet. Mike Pence hates the gays, so on and so forth. So anyways, that's
ridiculous.
The backstory of Adam Rippon and also Gus Kenworthy. So after all of that, and after I called him out and said, this is ridiculous, just be an athlete, the fact that you're gay doesn't matter, and all of this.
Right.
Adam Rippon gave some interviews in the last couple of days talking about this controversy. Let's go to the first one.
I have no problem talking about, what I've said, because I stand by it. But I think right now the Olympics are about Olympic competition and the athletes involved.
Wait, what?
I don't want to distract from their Olympic experience, and I don't want my Olympic experience to be about Mike Pence.
Wait, what?
You know, I want it to be about my amazing skating and being America's sweetheart.
Did Mike Pence do you a favor?
Wait, God, stop. Wait. He doesn't want the Olympics to be about this gay controversy and Mike Pence and him being gay. But that's what you made it.
You were the one.
Mike Pence didn't say it. The media didn't do it. I didn't do it. You did it. You were the one. We're here. We're queer. We're going to do. What are you doing?
And we're not going to be Mike Pence. We hate Mike Pence.
We hate Donald Trump.
Listen,
I just ordered a pizza, and I'm going to tell you all about this pizza, but I don't want this morning show to be about pizza, even though we talk about this for the next 3 hours. What are you talking about? You made it that way.
That's amazing.
And by the way, can you play just that last little bit? Did he just call himself America's sweetheart?
I think that's what he wanted.
I wanted
to
be about my amazing skating and being America's sweetheart.
Oh my God.
I have
that's
no
so
problem.
Okay, wait.
That's
so cute.
Jim J. Bullock perched atop a sparkling rainbow float in a San Francisco gay pride parade is more butch than that. Serious. I'm like, can you... cabana boy in a pink thong singing Macho Man on a South Beach bathhouse is like, damn, that guy's femmy.
I'm sorry, right? What was the last one?
The cabana boy in a pink thong singing Macho Man in a like a South Beach bathhouse.
No, I understand. Yeah.
Johnny Weir wrapped in a periwinkle boa while riding a metallic unicorn on Mardi Gras is more butch than that. Liberace in a bedazzled mankini at a Las Vegas all-male review
is more butch than that.
Play that again. What? Wait, you don't call yourself America's sweetheart? Wait,
about
what?
My amazing skating and being America's sweetheart.
Okay. My attorneys have sent him a cease and desist. They sent him a cease and desist to stop using America's sweetheart. I think it's widely known and it's been pretty accepted, not just by this audience, but many audiences, that I am, in fact, America's sweetheart. This is not a designation that I have given myself.
No.
The audience, many, many years over, have called me America's sweetheart. And for him to just come in and try to take the, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, he's stepping on some feet, right?
Doc Thompson, America's sweetheart, trademark pending.
I will say that I haven't seen anything on Vanity Fair about Doc Thompson, but I have seen on Vanity Fair
Jeffy, it's just
the bittersweet beauty of Adam Rippa.
Jeffy, it's just accepted. Do I have to tell you that pasta is good? I don't have to tell you that.
No, that's true.
You just accept it. There are things you get. And I am America's sweetheart, and it's pretty damn offensive to hear Adam Rippa just try to take this. And by the way, you're amazing skating. You took the bronze. So amazing. You're amazing bronze level skating.
So let's say gold.
Yes.
What's the ranking?
Silver.
Gold?
So that's a second.
Number two is silver.
And bronze. So
a third.
I just want this to be about my amazing third place skating and America's sweetheart. Sorry. I'm not making the rules. That's you. That's your performance.
Oh my gosh, no kidding.
Okay, back that up. Let's hear that, and then we got even more.
I have no problem talking about, you know, what I've said.
Right.
Because I stand by it. But I think right now the Olympics are about Olympic competition and the athletes involved. I don't want to distract from their Olympic experience, and I don't want my Olympic experience to be about Mike Pence.
Watch the eyes.
You know, I want it to be about my amazing skating and being America's sweetheart.
Did Mike Pence do you a favor by elevating you to a place where you can reach out and talk to young struggling kids, as we talked about yesterday?
I think my hard work... Sorry. Into getting
Stop
to the Olympics
it.
Did me a favor. I think I worked really hard to get where I am, and I didn't get to where I am for being gay or for speaking out on different issues. I got to where I am for working really hard.
Yeah.
I think that me using my voice has given my skating a greater purpose of than just something that I enjoy to do. It's given me a voice to reach to young kids. I've gotten so many messages, and I could even get emotional thinking about it. But like,
wait, hold it, hold it.
I could even.
So you're telling me it's possible you could get emotional.
Possible that he could get emotional.
Right? I know you look at someone like Adam Rippon and you're like, wow, this guy is a rock. There's no way he would ever get emotional.
I could even get emotional.
He's really controlling himself here. All right, back to Adam Rippon now. A bit more from the interview where he told you he doesn't want this to be about him or his gayness or his gayosity. He wants it to be about the Olympic competition.
And so many messages from young kids, like, all over the country, that my story has resonated with them, and it's incredibly powerful, like, this platform that you can have at the Olympic Games. And I've heard a lot of people like, whoa, Adam Rippon should tone it down, and blah, blah, blah.
So you got those messages,
yeah,
too.
I can't tone it down. I'm being me, and I'm being myself, and I would be doing myself an injustice, and I'd be doing an injustice to those kids who don't feel like they're comfortable to be themselves.
I'm not. You don't have to tone it down, Adam. Be as flamboyant as you want. I don't care. That's great. I get it. Just a couple of things. You don't have to tell us you're gay because your flamboyancy, you're not toning it down, kind of sends a message. We get it. That's fine. You can do that. That's cool. I'm cool with that. But when you trash Mike Pence, when you say you make all of this about the gayness, you're being a hypocrite.
Absolutely. Through the whole thing, he's been a hypocrite. I mean, that's the reason that he is on the pedestal of talking about being America's sweetheart.
Right.
Is because you trashed Mike Pence and Donald Trump and said you wouldn't meet with them. And they've done so much to harm the LGBTQ.
T-L-M-N-O-S-Q-R.
People. Yeah. Which is not true.
Here's what he could have said when they first started bringing up, hey, you're gay, let me say, yeah, and I'm fine. You know, I'm not hiding. I'm out. That's fine. But really, this is about Olympic competition.
Olympian.
That's what this is about. I'll tell you all about my skating. Now, if you want to just talk about, you know, the gay community, that's a different issue. But if you're here for the Olympics, he could have done that.
Absolutely could have.
Instead of, look at all my bedazzled, right? Macho man, YMCA. I mean, instead of going that. So just
now he's gone way down the road of trying to steal your moniker of America's sweetheart.
He is not. Cease and desist, Adam Rippon. Doc Thompson, America's sweetheart. Trademark pending. Okay, so then in the middle of him saying all of this, doing this interview where it's got to be about the competition and the athletes and yada, yada, he goes on Good Morning America and here's what happened.
You were the first openly gay U.S. Winter Olympian, which is a pretty remarkable thing. You were making headlines that.
Okay, so he's like, and that's how the media goes again. Yeah. Then another interview, just as kind of the side, you know, he's sitting there and they kind of run up and start interviewing, not like a big official CNN type thing. Here's what he had to say.
I would have to say, you know what, being gay and being an athlete, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Like, being an athlete, you need to go out there, you need to be strong. And I think sometimes people might perceive like gay men as not being strong or not being, you know, fighters. It's not true. Being an athlete takes a lot of guts, takes a lot of courage, and that's what you need to remember. Your sexuality has absolutely nothing to do with this. And, you know, in the past few weeks, I've never talked about my eyebrows, and I've never talked about being gay so much in my entire life, because it's never been a big deal. It's not a big deal to me, and, you know, in so many articles, it's always gay Olympian Adam Rippon, and I wear that title really proudly, but I'm not a gay Olympian. I'm just an Olympian. And now I'm an Olympic medalist. And I also happen to be gay. That's part of who I am.
Okay, that's
it. Wow.
I think we're done here, folks. I think good night, Steve Cannon, wherever. Listen, I'm not a gay Olympian. I'm just an Olympian. Wait, what? Seriously?
Come on now.
Come on, man. You know that's been the entire mantra.
And that's been the mantra from you.
Right. It's not me. I don't care. Take your homosexualness and do what you want to do. I'm cool with that. But don't It was bad enough that he tried to live there because it's then agenda stuff. Again, I don't care, but all right, fine. But then when you now say it's not about that, why do you keep talking about my eyebrows that, by the way, are fabulous?
Yes.
You know, I would expect better from a guy who wants to be America's sweetheart.
Skating and...
my eyebrows.
Being America's sweetheart.
Just stop. Just stop, Adam, right there. Doc Thompson, so America's good. Sweetheart. Trademark so pending.
So good.
Okay. Jeff Fisher, your thoughts.
Look, I really have the gay community. Mm. It would seem, and I know that Adam Rippon doesn't speak for the entire gay community, but you know, it appears that they are using his comments as worthy of the entire gay community.
His gayness comments?
Yes.
Okay.
It would seem to me that we continually want it both ways. And well, somehow...
Hang on, I need to... Sorry, thank you.
Thank you. No, not thank you.
Let me put that over here then.
And they continue to make us feel like they're not getting it both ways. And it's just agonizing. I had enough out of it. I really have.
Okay.
It's okay. You know what? It's okay. If you're a person competing in the Olympics and you're gay, I don't care. I really don't.
I honestly,
I really don't. And I know it takes hard work.
Sorry, I need to. Yeah.
And I know that it takes a lot of time and commitment to become an athlete worthy of competing at the Olympics.
And I am willing to reluctantly say he is a better athlete than I am. He's in better shape than me. I reluctantly give him. It's close. It's very close. But I'm willing to say.
That's pretty big of you.
You know, you're right. He's worked hard. So, I mean, I will give him that. But it's not about that, right? It's just, dude.
No, it's not.
Be you. If you're gay, you want to be flamboyant, fine. I don't care.
And
you're not the first gay Olympian, by the way. You're not the first that we were all like, hey, he's pretty gay. Okay, cool. Let's just go on. How'd he score? Yay, America. How many Americans out there were going, he brought home the gold, but he's a homosexual, so I hate him.
Right.
Give the guy, I don't recognize him as Team America. Nobody's saying that. Just stop
it.
Done. And by the way, when I said Jeff Fisher, your thoughts, I meant, what are your thoughts on me being America's sweetheart? I thought you were going to get my back on that, by the way. I thought you were going to tell him to cease and desist.
Adam Rippon.
And being America's sweetheart.
It's so offensive. This is so offensive.
You should cease and desist.
And why is
Doc
that?
Thompson is America's sweetheart.
Trademark pending. Thank you. Thank you.
Are you good with that?
I shouldn't have to tell you this stuff. I mean,
Listen,
I get your back on these things, you know. I expect my coworkers to support me in this. I mean, you know the truth. You're not willing to speak the truth here? I shouldn't have to drag the truth out of you. Doc Thompson, America's sweetheart. Trademark pending. So...
I apologize.
He's giving me the look, too. He's giving me the look. What's with the look? You're not willing to get my back on this? Okay, that's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Mm.
Okay, we're going to get a break.
Thank you for that.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.